The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up, knelt down before him, and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus answered him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments: you shall not kill, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not defraud, honor your father and your mother." He replied and said to them, "Teacher, all of these I have observed from my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "You are lacking in one thing. Go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." At that statement, his face fell, and he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at his words. So Jesus again said to them in reply, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It's easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were exceedingly astonished and said among themselves, "Then who can be saved?" For human beings, it is impossible, but not for God. All things are possible for God. Peter began to say to him, "We've given up everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Amen, I say to you, there is no one who has given up house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the sake of the gospel, who will not receive 100 times more now in this present age houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions and eternal life in the age to come." The Gospel of the Lord. Now, I think I can say that to most of us, that is not one of our favorite readings from the scriptures. And at looking at it at first, it seems hard and difficult. And whether we like it or not, we don't give it, because it's hard and difficult, we don't give it much consideration in our lives. We have in the Gospel this morning the story of, we don't, in one of the Gospels, it's in all the Gospels, in the Synoptic Gospels, in one of them he was a ruler, a young ruler, so he had many things going for him. And he came to Jesus and he asked him this question, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus answered him by naming some of the commandments. And I don't know, I couldn't, and I'm sure you couldn't, say to Jesus, "Oh, I've kept all these from the beginning. You know, I'm wonderful." So right away, what's coming out there? Just a lot of pride, arrogance, that one could say that. And then he wasn't happy with that because he was so good. He said, "What else can I do?" And then Jesus really hit him where it hurt. He put it like that. And said, "Well, if you're that good, go sell all you have and give to the poor." And we're told, interesting, that Jesus looked at him and loved him. What a lovely, lovely part, sentence in the gospel. He looked at him and loved him. Now, we don't know whether that young man went away, thought about it, and changed his mind. We don't know. So it's a pity that we don't know, because it seems unfinished. And so we go back to ourselves, and just to apply it very quickly to ourselves. What are the things in our lives that dominate our lives, that are a big factor in our lives? And there are three main things in our lives that dominate our lives morning, noon, and night. And 9/10 of the Gospels, of the Gospels, are about those three things. They're known as the three P's. You might have heard of this before. And the three P's that dominate our lives are power, prestige, and possessions. Now, think about that for a moment. They control our lives. We don't like to admit it, but it's true. Power, control. Who here doesn't like to control things? Who here is not into prestige? By prestige, I mean what others think about us or say about us. We're very, very, that's an important, big thing in our lives. We give a lot of attention to that, you know, to how we stand in other people's opinion, how we worry when somebody has a bad opinion of us or says something about us that we're not happy to hear. And then, number three, possessions. Possessions. All of us, and I'm including myself, we all have more things than we need. Right or wrong, we all have. Every one of us here. We might not like to admit that, but it is a factor in our lives. And going back to the Gospels, Jesus was not in the big thing in most of our lives when it comes to sin. We forget about these things. We leave our mind and we go down to our body. And anything to do with the body, we feel ashamed. So we feel very ashamed about our sexual sins, about maybe overeating, over drinking, other addictions we have, whether it is alcohol or sex or drugs. These are the things we really focus on. And they were not the things that Jesus focused on. I said 9/10 of the gospel is about power, prestige, and possessions. Sins of the mind, of injustice, of wanting more, greed. You see, we live in a culture where accumulation becomes a big factor in most people's lives. That's the culture in which we live. And so, all the time, we want more and more and more. Huh? That's a big thing in our lives. And that, in the gospel this morning, if we're going to take any message from it, is what we need to look at. So look at that today in your life. Look at that, the factors in your life that cause you most worry and most anxiety. And that young man was certainly worried about something. And he came to the Lord to be justified. And most of us, there are things in all of our lives that worry us, causes anxiety, causes to lose sleep at night. And that's what the gospel this morning is all about.